end
we
up
back,
these bitches.
We back, we back. You know what I'm saying? It's the second week of January. We back up in here, Uncensored the Conversation podcast. Y'all know what we do, where we talk about everything under the sun without being censored. Y'all can catch us the very next day. If y'all don't catch us live today on Monday, y'all can catch us Tuesday on Spotify, Amazon, Google, Pandora, all that, Apple, you know, all that type of stuff. So we finna get right into it. We got some great topics today. So we got the great, wonderful, talented, I'm sick, who ain't been to work, Stacey White up in this.
Make it make sense. Don't be doing all of that. But yeah, if you don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So he right. I need to get on back. But anyway, y'all can, you know, holler at your girl on Facebook under Stacey White or Miss STL Stylist, Instagram. That's it.
And we got the great, wonderful, amazing, who also ain't been to work, who got COVID, Tabitha Thor Shake.
I am working from home as a and I still came on a podcast, unlike you, when you were
sick.
Right.
I had two things. I ain't just have COVID. I had pneumonia too. So
I have Omicron.
What up? But I'm here. All right. And then we got the mysterious, I don't know if she got a job like Tommy, you know, we don't know what she do, but she calling from the bed right now. The great, wonderful Ricky up in this.
You said it all, I ain't got to say nothing. From reporting live from the bed.
Woo-woo. They're still tapping the Shantae on Facebook and Instagram on Miss Virgo _911.
That's what's up.
Ricky, you want to tell where they can find you at, or you want them to find you?
You already know I don't want them to find me, but if I go missing, y'all come looking for me.
Whatever, Tony, you want to come on? Let me know. Tony Terrell up in this piece.
Tony, happy new year!
I'm gonna announce our greatness later. Then, you know, we got my boy. He just did a play. The pastor, actor, all of this, you know what I'm saying? I think you finna get into real estate now. We got Donnell Johnson up in this piece.
Where he at?
Donnell, you finna get into real estate because I'm showing his ass for my brokerage license. Gone with your bad self.
Well, I don't know yet.
I'm finna send you the link.
All right.
Go ahead, Donnell.
But hey, I appreciate y'all coming out to the show though. Really do.
No problem, bro. Tell them where they can find you at.
Hey, Donnell Johnson, you know, Facebook. Keeping it there for right now.
All right. And then we got one of the original members, you know what I'm saying? Miss, oh my God. There you go. You know what I'm saying? The water used to call everybody slaves when they saw that thing.
And we got us a slave on her. That's that pastor.
We got Jamel Jones up here. Let them know about you. Let them know where they can find you.
Find me on Instagram at Jamel J. You can also find me on Facebook, which is kind of a mysterious thing going on right now, under Jamel Jones or Jamel Dobie.
All of that. Hey, Tabitha, let's start with the topic that you had said, that you said first.
I heard this off of Facebook, and we're going to just like change it up a little bit. So there was a post that says... she had a friend that said she met a guy. She told him that she was single, and being single has its ups and downs. So he asked her, what are the ups? But she couldn't think of one thing. So my question is, what are the ups and downs of being single, as well as what are the ups and downs as being married? Because when I really thought about it, I can only see it one way, being the shoes that I wear.
Okay, I want to take this because, baby, listen. Being single, you can do whatever you want to do whenever you feel like doing it. You ain't got to answer to nobody. You ain't got to worry about that. Being married, now you got to figure everything out. We mutual, we one, we this, we that. I ain't got time for that because, look, I'll be ready to go in a minute.
Now, do you have any
too hard
for single?
Yeah, so, like, if we marry, then your money is my money. If I'm single, then it's just my money. So, you know, it's different. I mean, when you marry, you know, you got that body in the bed with you, that cuddle that, you know, I can call you and you're going to be there. When you single, you got to, like, I got to call Tyrone.
Walter, George, Jeffrey. You know, it's just, it's too many. Like, it get overwhelming being single.
I like it. But I think having Jerome, Kenny, Mitchell, Chris, I think that's an up because...
I'm not going to say it's an up because they all annoying in their own way. Like, you don't like none of them enough to make them yours, so it's not an up.
They all mine.
You just rotating.
In your mind, are you hearing me, Tabitha?
With an S on the end,
mine. You just written all of them.
Facts.
We all rent it for real.
Because I sure returned the husband I had, so.
I returned mine, too. Y'all just hit me up talking about something. I'm just trying to check on you. Please don't. Check on your wife. She just had surgery, sir.
What about you, Jabelle?
What the hell?
What are the ups and downs to being single and the ups and downs to being married?
The ups and downs of being not just single.
A relationship, married versus single.
Okay, married versus single. Now, if you're married, I love being married. I don't care what nobody say. It was the bomb because you had somebody to share some of those responsibilities with, all of that kind of stuff. And it was also great because you had a partner in what you want the end of everything to look like. So that was a good thing when we were on the same page. But baby, when he get off the page, I would rather be single. You understand? Because in being single, you know what your goal is, and you know how to achieve your goal. But when you got that other person that's over there being a quote-unquote a numb nut, boy, we supposed to be doing this. What you doing? It's like, what's up? For real. So it's like that would constantly pull you back because you always got to stop to check this person to see if they on the same page your ass on. So yeah, sometimes it does. It's way different when you married to somebody, and I say,
what's
being
cracking?
Unequally yoked, that's a deal. That's the deal right there. When you unequally yoked, it's a problem.
Okay. So let's ask Tony, since he just want to join this right
what
now.
What up, Tony?
What up?
What are the ups and downs to being single, Tony, and the ups and downs to being married? So married versus single.
What the ups and downs to being singles? You got to play with yourself a lot.
Is that an up or a down?
That's an upper.
It's definitely an upper because you know how to get you off if nothing else.
Right.
Go ahead, continue.
Oh my God.
Right. Only totally.
Yeah. Hey, by marriage. Right? Y'all said it up and down about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Let's explain it to a motherfucker what you doing. Shit. That's my problem. I can't explain and tell a person where I'm going all the time. I can't do it.
What is the down about being single?
In my point, shit, I ain't got nobody to go out with.
He don't want to tell nobody what he doing, but he don't want he need somebody to go out with.
Boy, bye.
Go
out with his damn.
He's got a little confused, right?
You want your cake and you want to eat it too. Okay, I get it.
But don't ask where they going.
Right. Come on, let's go. But where right. we going, I don't know what the word. Oh, no, well, you can't go.
What about you, Donnell?
That's that different folks, different strokes.
Wait, let's say this. Let me say this to Donnell first. Donnell, what I tell you last night about picking your side, bro. Don't
hey.
Hey. Go ahead.
Yeah. Both sides. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, when you're single, like you said, you can do whatever you want to do, whatever, you know. But when you're with someone, you do have that responsibility of letting them know where you are, and you know, when you marry, where you are, and financial reasons and financial things. But it's up to the person on what you want in life. You know, if you want to share your life with someone, if you don't want to share your life with someone, then don't. You know, right. Everybody has their own walk.
I used to be wanting to share my walk with a few people, but they be getting on my nerves.
Because from 20 to 35, I was trying to share something with somebody, but it never happened. So now I'm 48, and I feel good being by myself and my kids grown. I can do all the shit I always wanted to do.
You know what? That's the problem. That's the problem, though, with a lot of people. Y'all think y'all can do whatever you want to do, but you still got young people that are watching you as an example. That's bullshit.
Right. Mm.
I'm gonna leave it at that, and I don't want to cut you off, but I'm gonna say this. So even though you're 48 and you like you can do whatever you want to do, but just think when you get older, you're gonna need somebody to come when your memory ain't as good, trying to explain to the doctor why you there because your wee wee don't work. I'm just saying, just think about it in the long run.
When they 49,
that's what I just said. I mean, I was saying that, but I didn't want to be mean and say.
I mean,
you gonna need that.
Depending on your religion or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be single and be, you know, what accident or whatever, you know, it's up to you. Like the play last night.
I'm going
to
just be honest with you. It ain't that many abstinent people in this world. They 70 and 90 years old still trying to get it up. It ain't happening.
It's up to that person. If they want to go, you know, throughout life, hitting this person, hitting that person, and, you know what I'm saying, just attaching their souls to that person and that person, you know what I'm saying, it's not a good thing to be attaching your soul. I'm going to just tell you from my point
of view. So,
Donnell, attaching your soul to just different people like that.
I got a question for you since you said that. So every time they sleep with somebody else, a part of their soul leaves?
Yes. You attach.
Really? So how do you determine how much of they how much of their soul is left? I'm just saying, because if they didn't had 1,000 people, I'm pretty sure they got that much soul.
Right.
The soul is eternal.
Can I say something to that? What she just said. So here's the issue. When you are sleeping with several men, yes, you do get back up with their spirits. So there is a saying that equal souls or equal spirits are attracted to one another. So you may run across another dude that is got the same type of a thing on him spiritually, and you be picking up on him thinking he fine. No, he ain't fine. He got the same spirit that your bud got because you done laid down with such and such and picked up that spirit from him. Yes, it is something to be said about that. And you got to be careful because you want to keep your spirit clean. You don't want to be all out here just be some trash. It's messed up, but it's true.
Exactly.
So now you walking around with 50,000 different people's spirits and you don't think they're going to nobody else. I'm just saying.
They're not going to nobody else because you're not cleaning
How do you know that they're not cleaning themselves?
You haven't cleaned yourself emotionally. You haven't cleaned yourself spiritually. No, you have not because you're still laying in that bed. When I say laying in that bed, it's like, have you ever heard that saying when your parents tell you you made that bed, you're going to have to lay in it. Mm-hmm. So that's the bed that you lay in. You lay in the bed of a dude that likes to have dogmatic like sex, a dude that likes to, you know, stuff like that. All those things become a part of you.
Yep. Soul ties.
That's right. Tell it.
Think about it.
Feel something to that, and people don't be tripping. They don't trip off of that. They be just thinking they out here getting something. You getting something all right?
Yeah, that's why I go to my spiritual advisor and have her come over and cleanse me.
Girl, you can't cleanse me. Ain't nobody cleanse you but God.
Come practice your witchcraft around this house, baby.
But I was really surprised that someone said that being single, they saved more money because guys are always complaining about, well, when you're dating or when you have a woman, you got to buy for me and for her, or just buy me something to eat. So I'm actually a little bit excited about the answers that you had.
I have not answered.
I'm sorry.
I ain't answered either.
Go ahead.
Why wouldn't dudes be wanting to get a female, right? We take you on dates and everything and show you that we're attracted to you and we like you. But y'all don't give us no dates, take us on no dates and take us nowhere.
Because I don't know what kind of females you working with. Because I take dudes out all the time.
For real?
I just took a dude out the other day and I gave him 40.
We can knock the subject before Stacey has her time. A redundant situation to me because I can't go outside and cut the grass with no shirt on. It's the same thing. It's what you do. You're a man. That's what you're supposed to do.
No. Yes. No.
Go ahead, Stacey. Answer the question. Because no. if Stacey don't answer the question, we ain't gonna keep passing. Go ahead, Stacey.
Wait.
Hey, Tony, we gonna come back to this after Stacey.
If I keep catching on dates and you on the offer, take me on 9 dates. After I done took you on 40 and you don't take me on 1, I'm fucking with you.
Well, that was
on you.
That's 40 days.
Yeah, that's on you, dummy. Come on, that'd be three. That's a day number 3 if she ain't even mentioned it. Let it go.
I'm not actually saying 40 days. I'm just giving you an example. 2 or 3 days.
We know that. We know that, Tony.
No matter how many dates, if I take you on a date, you should want to take. You should call me the next time and say, "Let's go on a date." I should have to keep calling you, telling you, "Let's go on a date."
I think it's more who more, but go ahead, continue. Go ahead, Stacey, answer.
So my thing is, I think the question was, what are the benefits of being single and married? Well,
the ups and downs of both.
And the ups and downs. Like basically the pros and cons of being single, the pros and cons of being married.
Right. So for me, I mean, of course, I don't know. I like to be, I want to be married, y'all, one day. Me being single, y'all, I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? What's mine is mine. So there is nobody really telling me what I can and cannot do, basically, you know, because when you're married, it's a partnership and you kind of got to go with what your partner, well, you're supposed to kind of go with what your partner wants or whatever, and be respectful and things. So I think people nowadays are all doing what they want to do, even when they're married. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever, I'm going to do me, you know, because we married, whatever. So
right.
I think people have lost respect, you know, with being married and all of that.
Yes.
So I don't know if they should be in a marriage. Maybe they should just be in a partnership. You know what I'm saying? Just call it partnership or be single and do you. I don't know. But for me, I would love to be married just because I want to say I'm married, I guess. And I'm a good partner. I'm a good partner. He knows that from me. You know, it's cool. It is what it is. But I think people have lost respect in being married and even being in relationships nowadays, you know. So I think it's a... the benefit of being married is you being able to have that person you waking up to every day and y'all sharing things and creating memories together, you know?
I feel like I can do that, Stacey, without being married because I've been married and I don't want to go down that road again. And I ain't sharing half or nothing with nobody ever again.
So no. I hear a lot of people say something. That I've been married.
Can I say something? Who? Yeah. What's her name? The lady
Ricky,
with the dress.
Ricky.
Huh?
Just Ricky. Big Ricky Bobby. Ricky Baker. Ricky.
Ricky. Miss Ricky. Are you recently divorced?
I've been divorced like 6-7 years.
Yeah, you still recently divorced. You still recently. Well, it's still recently divorced because a lot of people and it just depends on how your breakup was. You get what I'm saying? I still talk to my ex-husband every day.
I don't talk to mine every day, and I don't think we had a bad
That's the only thing
breakup.
I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes people are amicably breaking up, and they're okay with it.
Some people are better.
I think my issue with marriages is because I have more married men hitting on me than single men, and I feel like that's an issue.
That's the respect that Stacey was referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And that's the reason why it makes me not want to do it ever again.
And
want to get mad.
Like for us as a whole, like everybody kind of has.
And it's not just me and his women too.
Marriage isn't as glorified as it used to be. It sucks.
Yeah, like, because
both are feeling the same way. The benefits are hard to find.
Well, I'm one of
those.
I
feel like marriages back then was like because women didn't have a lot of rights back then either, so they weren't left with I can do this on my own. Now. Women are more of a I can do this on my own, which means the man isn't, you know, he's like, okay, well, if you can do it on your own, do it on your own. I mean, but back then you had
more
back
together.
Then you had no, I'm not gonna even say that because back then you had grandpa who had a wife at home, but then he had a whole family two towns over. I'm not saying that's everybody's case, but I mean, women back then just put up with way more than what women today are willing to put up with.
Right.
Because it's like, if you breathe too hard with me or you smacking, like, it's over. Like, if your voice too high, it's over. Like, I don't have patience for nothing.
Hey, Rick, I got that thing. Uh-oh. You hear me?
I got that thing. I just want to say that a lot of integrity has disappeared from people, and that we have so consumed with television and the things that are going on in quote-unquote society that we get caught up on that more than anything, not in honoring somebody that is in the struggle with us. People out here, they keep running around, they keep talking about some, they're marrying for convenience. They're not marrying because they're in love. They're not marrying because they should be together. They're just marrying each other just because they can. And just because, just like Tony, crazy self, he can't do it. He can stay up all night and do and talk to who he wants to and go where he wants to and all that stuff. I think it's kind of like that, where people are trying to prove the point that they are grown. Who gives a damn if you grown? Can you withstand the whole struggle? How real is it really to your ass?
I guess, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a really, really great question. And I can honestly say that I can't withstand that struggle, because I'm not withstanding you cheating on me. I'm not withstanding you steady being broke, lying about paying bills. I'm not withstanding none of that. So I guess I can't withstand
the struggle. What if you had a man that was honest with you and tell you that he's trying everything that you're even suggesting to him? Now, that's what I'm saying too.
You're trying to not go out and cheat. You're trying to not pay bills. I'm trying to understand what you're trying to do here.
I'm saying, like, if he's staying at home with you and he's trying to work toward a better goal. Now, just even think about that. If the guy that you were married to was that guy that was staying at home and he was sitting there with you trying to go over everything, figure out what is the next plan of action, blah, 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 this, that, and the other.
Okay, if he's willing to do those things, I'm willing to work with him. Most men aren't willing to do those things. Most men don't know how to lead because they haven't seen a man lead. They don't know what that looks like.
Do you blame the parents for that?
I can't listen. As a grown man, it's just certain stuff that you have to learn how to do on your own, and you can't blame your parents for, because it's too much technology at our fingertips for you to say that I don't know how to do this. Are you willing to put forth the effort to learn how to do it is the question. Not I'm going to blame my mama because she didn't hug me when I was three. That's an excuse.
I'm tired of that shit.
I'm not blaming the parents at this point. Once you're old enough to know right from wrong, you know it's too much information that you can go get. It's unexcusable for a person to be like, well, it was my mama's fault. No, it's not your mother's fault. Yes, your upbringing was shitty, but what are you doing to change it? Are you still holding on to that? Go get counseling and therapy for that. Learn productive outlets for it. I'm not buying it. I'm not settling for that. I'm sorry.
Me neither.
She went whole heart. That was like really touchy. Oh my God.
I've been there, done that.
The ups is you can focus, like if you got goals, so you probably can just spend all your all the time you want to focus on those. You ain't gotta say you ain't gotta answer to nobody. The downside is loneliness, you know what I'm saying? And when you on holidays, you probably got nobody to take to the family gatherings and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Okay. As far as marriage, the ups is somebody to share, you know, like they said, in the business mind together, you know, you can share these things. Y'all can share the responsibilities of it and everything. The downside of it is y'all can probably get on each other's nerves if y'all around each other all the time and all this type of stuff for marriage. So that is my answers.
Those are good answers. Those are really good answers.
Can I say something to Miss Ricky one more time, y'all? Why she throw a little hurt? I got it.
Because it be itchy all up in
front. You know, be shame. So I'm saying this. This is what I want to say.
Shade. So anytime somebody put a little in front of it, that's throwing shade.
It's definitely throwing shade, but it ain't that little. But I'm going to.
Okay, so
now her little, but we ain't going to go
there. I'm saying little.
You said,
I said she threw her love, huh? Well, I ain't got none.
You said anyway. That. I know. That's what I was saying. Go ahead.
Right, right. Well, I ain't got none, but I got some plenty in the drawer back there.
I do too.
Look, so listen to this. So what I'm saying is, Miss Ricky, in a perfect world, we would have a perfect mate. We would have a perfect mate. So do you ever consider that you just have not experienced enough men in the broad world, you just experienced in your circle? Do you get what I'm saying?
So I understand exactly what you're saying.
There's many men out here, and all these men ain't like that. But you
have experienced. I don't think all men are like that. I don't think all men are like that. I think my patience for it is thin. And that's my issue. I said, don't want to go through
another
that.
Question. Another question is,
hey, Naomi, Happy New Year.
You ever hear a white woman say that her patience is thin or anything to that capacity?
Yes, I hear it all the time. I work in healthcare. So yeah, I hear it all the time. I see them. I see how they treat their husbands when they come in. I see it. I witness it every day from white women, rich white women. White women who has their husband's money, they have daddy's money. I see it all the time. So yes, I do. I see it.
Do they ever say they never dating another white man?
Yeah, they say that too. They actually try to kill them off. They ask me that too. I see it all the time. So that, like what you're saying, it doesn't really hold a lot of.
That is very sad.
Lot of sadness. It is. And I be like, and I tell the doctor sometimes too, I be like, look, if he show up dead, she did it. Because I had to talk to them outside of what he say. I know this. They ask me questions like, if he take this medicine together, what's gonna happen? So for me, I see it all the time.
About marriage, though, one of the things that draws me to it, but also makes me afraid of it in the same sense, is the religious purpose of it. Because being married as a woman, that is also like your work to God. Like that is part of being like your service to God. It's like how you love your husband, whatever. So, but most of the women that I know that are like Christian women or whatever, been married for years, they all had to go through these years with that man that he took them through the mud. I don't do that. I don't stay through the mud like that. So I don't know. That's not saying I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in God, but I can't make it through those years where he didn't beat you. He didn't cheat on you. He didn't did all this type of stuff, had four other babies. And now y'all been together for 15 years and y'all got a perfect marriage. I can't get past those first 13 beat down years with nobody.
Only thing I'm saying is, even like Tabitha, in your particular case, it's just a fear of the unknown because you haven't, you know, you
know. I know when somebody pointed that trigger me and pulled it, I can't stick with you.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. I just don't have the patience to go through it no more.
Somebody else married him. I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't speak to him anymore, but he was somebody else's husband. He could be somebody else's husband, but for me, I have to go.
My ex-husband, he remarried and he still to this day is unhappily married. And that's a him problem, not a me problem. You know? But that ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's what I kind of do. I hate to say I blame women. I believe certain type of women that some of us are a little too headstrong. And it's not a bad thing to where we can't put up with all the BS. It's not that you can't be submissive, because I definitely can, but I ain't putting up with all that, what I feel is like abuse to get
What would y'all do if they said tomorrow, Thursday at 5 o'clock? At 5 o'clock, you gonna die. And
I'm dead.
Gotta live up until next Thursday. So if you gotta live up until next Thursday, then like it's like, what would you be doing? What you gonna do?
I will be spending that time with my children. I'm gonna enjoy the little bit of time that I have left. I'm gonna do everything I said I wanna do. Since I'm gonna die anyway, it ain't nothing they can do to me. So what's the worst you can do? Throw it at me. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna spend time meditating on the word and with my family.
The first thing I'm gonna do is buy me a new suit and a new clothes and new drawers to take to the
Listen, all my affairs are already
undertaken in real life.
All my affairs are already in order.
He's an undertaker for real.
That's his job.
Listen, yes, all my affairs already in order. I already got my cremation paid for. So when I die, I don't want to be buried. Just spread me all across the world. Girl, because he just want to be here all the time. Just all the time.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next topic. The world, yeah, topic. Did you have something else to say on that topic before we
I'm good.
Okay.
We went all left.
I know we
did. We did, but we was all no I was all for it.
Okay, which one do you think is more important? Talent or hard work? Have a talent or hard work? We are starting
more important as far as what?
We're gonna start with talent. Whatever you do in life.
Oh, okay.
Doing the fail, I need some work.
Background on it. What I think is more important?
Yeah, having talent. Yeah, you want to have a talent or hard work?
It's hard work because even if you have a talent and you're not working hard at perfecting it, it's a waste.
Right.
Like, you could be the greatest rapper ever, but if you never spend time writing them bars and being in the studio, it's wasted talent. So, yes, I'm going to say hard work.
Right.
Mm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Hard work. Like,
it's definitely hard work.
Listen, anybody can go pick up a basketball and shoot it in the hoop, can't they?
Well, you can't, because you're really savvy.
I don't really think talent is hard work, because if you have talent, you might gotta really work at it. So
I'll say something. No, that's not true.
If I got the talent, I don't really need. I'm not working hard at it. It's just.
Can I say this? Talent is a prerequisite to hard work.
You can say that, but if you are talented, you don't really have to work at being having talent.
You still have to work. Do you think other people in the NBA don't have to work without hard work?
You can't sleep because there's so much on the mind.
LeBron is
a great basketball player, but he still has to go out there and practice. He still got to go out there and perfect his craft.
Hardly.
You still got to put in that hard work. Hardly my foot, because he be out there.
Danielle, what you think about this? Let's get Danielle. We'll hear from Danielle in a bit.
Talent is God given.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Everybody got talent, but so you got to work. You got to work
from God. That's God given. Now, like you said, you can perfect your talent.
What you working hard at?
It's going to take work. If you don't have some people it comes natural, some people don't. You got to work hard at it.
Let me ask you this. When you had your salon,
I don't deserve
you
it.
You have to use your talent or your hard work to keep
I was talented. That's what I'm saying. I perfect my talent, but if I'm talented at it, I don't really have to work hard at what I know and what I have, the skills I have to be talented. So
How did you perfect your talent?
I disagree with working hard. I can work at it, but not hard, because it's a God gift. I'm talented. It's just given. You got.
I would say knowing that you're very talented, I can poke holes in it, because knowing that you're very talented, you still went and got all your certifications behind yourself.
I did, because I wanted to.
You was being a hard worker. That wasn't talent going to get the
because I wanted to, and I didn't work hard at doing that neither, because it just came. So I didn't work hard at it. I didn't work hard. So y'all, I got what y'all said, but so... you can work at it, but for me, it's not working hard. It wasn't hard.
I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Go to school, catch the bus. However you got to your schooling to get your talent, to perfect your talent, I worked at it,
but not hard.
With the sign that you had.
I hardly worked at it, but Tony, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. You can say what you want to say, and y'all can whatever. But I'm gonna disagree with y'all. We can agree to disagree. Okay, I'm just going. Hey, it is what it is. So for me, when you have a talent, okay, you can work at it. But I hardly worked at it. Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm just gonna ask this. So we gonna come into a room full of 11th graders and say, long as you got talent, you ain't got to do no hard work.
I ain't say all of that. You got to work it. I ain't say hard. I just said hardly. I didn't, so you don't have to work hard. You don't have to work hard. you know what? Y'all do what y'all want to do. And
look, so I understand what she's saying. You can have talent and things will still just come to you.
Exactly.
Because I that has happened to me constantly where I know that I'm talented, but I place myself in a certain position to be ready. And then that's my whole saying, the best way to be ready.
And I got you. And that's what I'm saying. That's what Jamel, okay. That's what I'm saying. So you can work at it, but you don't have, if you got the talent, it's going to come. You know what I'm saying? So you can work at it, but you don't have to work as hard, is what I'm saying. People say hard working. No, you can work at it, but not, I'm hardly working at my talent. If it's there, it's there, you know? So you can perfect it. You can do what you want to do, but if it's there, if it comes natural, it's just there.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to this next topic. All right. It says, do you feel beauty competitions create unrealistic beauty standards?
Most definitely.
Why?
Because they put the narrative out there that everybody should be X amount of size, X amount of shape, X amount of color, and that's not realistic.
Do everybody agree?
I'm going to say no, because that's just entertainment on TV. That doesn't define what I think is beautiful. That's someone's opinion.
Yeah, but the majority of people, if you think about it, they're like, I want to look like this person because they see them on TV. That's what's being pushed. Like when you hear, like even with the news, you don't hear them say stuff like white crime. It's always mental illness. It's just how they put it out there. So when they think of black people, they think like ghetto.
Hoodlum. Yeah, like it's a
just,
lot of people.
It's just what they put it out there. They don't make it true, but that's just what they put out there. And if you hear it enough, you're going to start questioning like, okay, this is what I really need to do.
Yeah, and listen to this, yeah, because I mean, I'm not going to say nobody knows this, but so like all of my sisters are darker than I am, right? So when I was growing up, you guys, I used to stand in the sun like for hours at a time to get like to change my complexion, really, to be like the shade of my sisters and things. But a lot of people, you see, like, you have it easier, you're lighter. So people do not know I used to be in that sun all times of just all day long if I could to try to get my sisters' complexions and things. As I had a complex, you know what I'm saying? I thought that being darker was better, you know, I think. So I had to embrace my beauty, embrace myself. And a lot of people just, so people, you just never know who has a complex about themselves and what it is about people. Most people are like, I bet you glad you light skin. No, you don't know. I used to want to be dark all the time, just craziness. So you never know what a person thinks.
No.
That what you think? Or is he gone?
I'm listening.
What you think?
You talking about beauty contests?
Do you think?
It's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, I'm not caught. It's up to how you raise your kids. You know, that's where it comes back to. Certain things you don't allow your kids to. You're the filter, you're the gatekeeper. You remember back in broadcasting class when we had, Mr. Ballas used to say, the gatekeeper, you're the actual gatekeeper for your kids.
But then you think like society, like movies, how they, the actors be like skinny chicks.
You buy different slots and be like the gatekeeper and stuff like that for like different programming for television networks. Mm-hmm. So back, you take it back there. You know, as parents, we're the gatekeepers into our kids' life and how they come up in society. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, if people do that, that's what they do. You know?
So what would you say you've taught your kids? Or what have you told your kids?
Well, my kids know how I feel about certain things. You know, I don't hold, only thing I probably hold back is if I'm in a hospital, I'll be like, I won't say anything. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm going to let my kid know, like, hey, I don't even watch this, like certain shows, if I know an episode got some crazy stuff, you know, that I know that his young mind cannot handle, you know, I won't allow him to watch that. You see what I'm saying? You know, I'll try to, you know, especially if I watch that show, you know what I'm saying? I'll turn to something else until another, you know, the next scene come up, you know?
Now, have you told them, like, Black is beautiful? Have you instilled that into them? I mean, I used to say, Black is beautiful, Black is all the time. You know what I'm saying? What have you told your kids, I mean, about?
I tell my son I love everyone. You know, my son, he loves everyone. I tell him to love everyone. You know, and that's who's under me right now. Is my youngest son.
I remember I did this music video. I did this song, and the dude was shooting a music video. I had put a single on her. He was like, we should get somebody else, like, you know, like a model or something to sing the hook. I was like, no, I'm getting the person who sang on the hook to sing on the hook, you know. So he wanted to just go off the image of what he was seeing on TV up in his book. So I do think society has a way of how they look at people.
More so, not society, what comes on in their home. Because
growing up, I was getting ready to say, Tabitha.
My grandmother made a comment when I was very young that she said, my brother and sister Jordan Tamika are such beautiful children. They have such a beautiful color. And then my aunt said, well, what about Tabitha? And she said, well, Tabitha has beautiful hair. So, so I took this conversation to my father or whatever, and he had a conversation with his mom, and then we talked about together what's beautiful. And also, though, she didn't sugarcoat nothing, though. She was a Sagittarius. She said, what's opinion? It's like a butthole. Everybody got one. So that didn't mean she didn't love me, but she was more favored to that complexion. So that's fine. You're entitled to like that. So it didn't change how I felt about me or how I should feel about me. So I came up that way. I was raised a little bit more tougher and a little bit more self-confidence being built into you.
What about you, Jamel?
So what happened is with me, it was just like I was raised in one of them families where they straight color struck. So if we was yellow, baby, we had it made. My sister was of a darker complexion. My mother used to put Vaseline on her face when it came time to go out and play, which made her darker. So my sister was darker, but she had the prettiest hair. My hair was always bushy. I was light skinned. It was sandy brown around the edges. I didn't like it. I felt like I looked strange. I didn't have no eyebrows for a long time. And then when they came in, they was a unibrow. It was all kinds of stuff going on. So I knew from the look of me, I felt like I didn't look like I looked shitty. I didn't look like nothing. But my sister, I felt she was so stinking beautiful. But I didn't feel like I was cute. And then my mother, my stepfather's family, all of them were dark. I was the lightest one. So they would call me, here come the little white girl. She couldn't say, you know, and I was, even when I was a kid, I didn't eat meat when I was a kid, but they made me eat it because they was like, you need to eat, you need to motherfucking eat. All like that. She thinks she white. She don't want no goddamn ham hot. She don't want no, none of that. I got the blues. So yeah, it is a thing where you are taught from a child. You talk from a child. You not talk as an adult what is beautiful. That's why the man that he was talking about, he had it strongly built in his head that a light-skinned woman should sing that hook because he felt like light-skinned women were better. That's what was taught to him as a child.
What about Black Tony?
Wait. So I heard you throw shades towards Sagittarius.
Well, what? My grandmother's a Sagittarius. She was very straightforward.
I'm just saying.
Right, talk that stuff. Talk that Sagittarius.
And I appreciate that because she didn't mean harm to me, Bob, but she was like, I said what I said.
Talk that stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
You have such a beautiful complexion. You have beautiful hair.
That's right.
I don't think your complexion is beautiful. I still love you. You're my grandbaby.
What you think?
I look just like her.
Black Tony.
But she look.
What's your opinion?
About what?
He said, Black Tony.
Tony ain't even here.
When I was growing up, where do you think I got the name from, Black Tony? When I was, they called me Black everywhere I went. You black as a mother. You black.
So, doesn't that affect you?
Nah. At first it did when I was young. Yes, it did. When I was young, you were a little black, ugly motherfucker. Yeah.
Was it the ugly or the black?
That wasn't the ugly. Black
ugly. Yeah, black ugly motherfucker. Look, it didn't affect me all the way until like 3 hours ago.
I'm not gonna play with him. I'm not doing right now.
Here go our next, look, the next topic, Tony. We gonna start with you.
Ricky, did you
ask? Ricky, did you ask her?
Yeah, I got that.
Ricky didn't got blacker and she got balls.
I think she did.
Thanks, Ricky.
He got
a Tony, who are more complicated? Women or men?
Shit, I'm going to say 50-50.
Why you say that?
You have to pick one or the other.
One or the other, Tony. Women or
men? 50-50, because goddamn me, I'm complicated as a motherfucker.
You can pick one.
He did. He said men, because he picked himself.
Hey, okay. Cause I'm gonna say men, fuck it. Cause I know I'm paid like a motherfucker. Okay. I had your ass in your head.
Clearly,
you'll be like this little black ugly motherfucker. Yeah.
What about you, Ricky?
She gone.
Women.
Why? Oh,
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I'm one of 10 kids. Do I need to say more?
And she explained it to you earlier.
What'd she say down there?
She put the boo on, didn't she?
I said she explained it to us earlier. Women are.
Why?
How does that get?
You believe that, Donnell?
Donnell, you over. Hold on. Wait a minute. Pause on the call. Donnell, you over there throwing shots past the Donnell. Because I feel like you just tried to throw a shot. Because she explained it to you earlier. So what you trying to say, Donnell? Because I felt like there was a shot. Right? I want to have to go get the gas.
Pow, pow. It came from the hip.
What'd she say earlier?
No, he's saying because women be doing the most. That's what he's trying to get at. I already know where he was going with it. It's cool, Donnell. It's cool. I'm going to come to one of your plays.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm going to show you how complicated we can be.
Y'all, I pass.
All right, Tabitha. What about you, Tabitha?
I'm gonna have to go with men. Men are just complicated because they are so
confused.
They're so confused because they want to be like, I'm the man, I'm gonna leave, listen to what I say. But take me on a date, pamper me. Be a man or be a woman. Y'all so complicated. I don't know what you want to be. I might as well get a girlfriend if I'm going to have to take you on a date and paint your nails and do all that type of stuff. I mean, what do you want?
You know what the problem is, Tabitha? They have started getting more estrogen in their system.
That's what it is. That BPA. You better drink something that's BPA free.
Get the total tea, bro.
When last time you been on a date, Tabitha?
I got COVID, bro. I'm on COVID.
You know Tony trying to find out so he can take you out.
I have COVID, so I'm technically out of the game for about another 5 days.
That's what's going on. Look at that total team.
Jamel, who are more complicated, men or women?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Donnell needs some help. He over there getting beat. Blink twice if we need to call the police, Donnell. Blink twice.
Yeah, women are more complicated.
Why you say that?
Women are more complicated because sometimes they make things a big deal when it's not.
Okay, Black Tony, you okay, baby? Because you over here with the socks on your hands.
I mean, I'm just...
Look, I don't know what to do right now. I don't know if I need to call the people to come pick you up. I don't know if I need to call the people to help Donnell from getting beat. Like, what is going on?
She needs a black and Donnell eye.
I'm in my bag.
Hold on. Wait. And that's the pastor, though. That's the pastor. I think he needs to be.
I'm hand on the pastor. Right.
Blink twice.
this.
Blink twice. In the name of Jesus, she's beating him.
Goddamn, you blink twice.
In the for name of Jesus, she's beating him. Popo.
What's your address?
Donnell. Your address. As a licensed agent, I'm going to have to report this.
Hey, hey, your address to us. We'll send help. Tony got a private
jet. I'm going to have to send help. Let me get my laptop real quick so I can look this up.
Tony got a private jet.
I heard her say, by the time I get there, she done.
Yeah.
Hey. I get that, but at least we know who the culprit is. Blake Tony, I'm going to have to send them people to pick you up and put you on that bus, baby.
Hey, hey, it's called...
All right.
This boy over here with the socks on his head.
What you think? Who do you think is more complicated, being a woman?
Oh Lord. Well,
Stacey, just say you, Stacey, and let's just leave it at that. Just say you, Stacey, and let's just leave it at that. Just I'm telling you this from a place of love, Stacey. Just say I am, and leave it at that.
Hold on.
I'm telling you this because I love you. Hold on,
before you answer. We Nene said men, but go ahead, Stacey.
More complicated. So I'm gonna say half of the week women could be half of the week.
How about 4 days?
She said women because she started with it. That's her answer.
You're gonna say 5 days out of the week, women. Definitely women.
Ma'am, back there be no Donnell. Hit him again.
I'm trying to be realistic here because I'm trying to say 50% female, 50% men.
That's how Tony is no 50-50, one or the other.
It's one or the other. You can't do half and half.
Pick one or the other.
No. So, okay. If I gotta pick one or the other, I'm just gonna say women are more complicated. I'm just
don't
say
that. It's okay to be. We love y'all because y'all complicated.
I'm gonna take somebody through some stuff. So I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah, women.
I agree. Look,
Blake Tony then took his socks off, so we
hey, hold on. Not listening to what we say that we want. I'm very clear as to what I want. I'm not complicated at all. But it's blue, but don't tell me I like light green. I said no, I like blue.
Okay,
I'm look,
complicated.
So I'm very
I'm gonna say this because I'm a Gemini, so I can be complicated. Okay, I may want to be. You know, I'm up. You know, your mama type of stuff.
That's Gemini, what I said. You know? I said Geminis.
Right. So there you go. I'm gonna just say I'm gonna speak it to me. I'm more complicated because I don't know if I want it to be 90 degrees today or a 40. Just for real, because I just depending
okay,
on
so
how I felt.
So Black Tony, he just made him a whole face mask out of her drawers.
Oh, I got my mask on because Tabitha got COVID.
I don't think you can catch it through Zoom, Tony. You can't catch it through Zoom.
Hold on.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you.
On video, don't
you don't want to catch my COVID. Yeah, I don't want
to catch COVID. I just want to know why you had to make it out of her drawers, though.
Yeah, make it make sense, will you?
You can't afford a mask.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Some drawers. All that money you had.
I can't afford no mask. I had to do a t-shirt.
Okay, because them look like drawers the way you was throwing that thing.
Tabitha got that shit.
Naya, get out.
He's showing and changed because it's 2022. He used to want whatever I got.
Throw in the fucking bathroom.
He said,
don't want my COVID.
Tell him to get out.
Don't be in my inbox.
Okay.
He don't want the COVID. He may want the COVID.
Hey, look, Tabitha.
Yeah, that's all me.
Tabitha, I don't want the COVID. I want the POVID. Oh, no.
Jesus. It all come together.
Look, I'm gonna just put it out there, Black Tony. It ain't happy. All right, next topic.
You just don't know.
All right, next topic. All right, look.
I held Tabitha hand and walked across the street.
Look, if y'all was
single, he walked me to my car.
Look, if y'all was
so nice of you.
Let's see, if y'all was single or you had a coworker and he really, 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 really liked you or she liked you, but you didn't like them, what is a response that you will give them if they ask you on a date and they know you single too?
Wait,
if you don't like them, then that's all you can give them. It's the truth. Again, I don't like
single.
You.
Okay.
You're single. They know you're like single. You and you, what?
But you don't like them. They really, really like you. And they ask you on a date, what is the response you would give them?
Maybe. Easy. No, I don't like you. I don't
This is for pleasure.
What'd you say, Tabitha?
Like you.
What'd you say, Tabitha?
I'm so sorry. I do not date where I work. I don't shit where I eat.
Hmm. Well, if you turn to a
cycle, I don't like you.
That's a good answer. I like that.
There was nothing else. I don't like you. I don't date where I work. It's just
I don't like you. That's gonna hurt the man. Hurt the man feelings.
Hey, look, you just gotta be raw with it.
I don't like you.
Then they're gonna be quit their job.
I take you on a date. I think you're really sweet. I think you're really nice. I don't like you.
I did that. I told a girl that before though. It was this girl at work. Look, I really wanted.
Then they're gonna, they gonna get you fired, and they're gonna be like, "You don't work here no more."
I don't like
but what's up? I don't like you. Like, you just gotta tell them the truth.
It was a girl
look,
that
I'm just telling really you.
Liked and wanted to get with, and I told her I quit this job. The fuck with you?
Because
she was like, "Tabitha." She was like, "I don't mess with people where I work at."
See my point?
I was like, "Girl, I don't need this job. I quit this motherfucker just so I can fuck with you."
You see my point? So then what you gonna tell them? I don't like you.
Well, I'm gonna keep my job then.
You messed up that good white folks job, boy.
I'm gonna keep my job then.
I'm just telling you, you just gotta come out the gate and tell them the truth. I don't like you because then they be on the same stuff like Tony on.
Or are you
then
saying,
you're gonna be trying to figure out why they get the job every day and they don't work for
them. I'm nicer. I was
like, hey, let's ask Donnell getting beat on, John. What you think, Johnson?
Getting beat on.
Donnell getting beat on, Johnson.
At work, you know who you're going to deal with and who you would deal with. And
Donnell, think about your answer before you answer.
Oh, hopefully he said.
Like, sis.
Did you hear you?
So, no further than sis. You know what I'm saying? So you keep that in your head. Hey, sis. Ain't going no further than that.
I work with pretty much all women, except for, like, the doctors. And, like, most of them are married. And I'm willing to become a side piece for a small percentage every week.
A side piece for who?
The doctors. Just so that I don't tell their wife.
You ever been a side piece to a mortician?
Look,
oh my God.
I heard y'all make money too, but you don't have a main piece to be a side piece, and I'm not trying to be either. I'm good, love. You're not going to be trying to embalm me. I'm past.
He gonna catch you.
Trying to take me on a date. Trying to take me on a date to the mortuary. I'm good, boo.
Tony, you still got that blonde dagger?
I still got that one. Hey.
So y'all
watch
BMF, and I saw that scene.
Left.
It reminded me of
something. I still got the blow down. Hey, Tab, that motherfucker got extra hold.
He was looking at the lady's titties.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, lady, did you see him? He said that blow up down he had showed us, it got more extra holes in it now.
Oh, my God. Because
I wore that one hole out. I wore that one. Hey, that one hole was one mile. I had to get a new hole.
I'm
telling you, hey, that hoe was woke out.
What about you, Stacey?
Tony,
huh?
You know what that sound like?
What?
You sound a little creepy, boo.
A little?
Listen,
I'm pretty come out some. We can do it on the casket. If you don't go,
hey Tony, hey. People giving you all laughing emojis.
Listen, I am creepy. I work at a funeral home. Putting clothes on dead people all day long. If that ain't creepy,
you work it.
I didn't tell you that one.
Are you in there looking at them people boobs?
I got to look at them.
Which one do you work at?
The dead people breasting.
No, I'm listening.
Which one you work at? I'm trying to see if you took care of my grandma. Because y'all did a really good job. She was beautiful.
Where she go?
Which one you work at?
What's she go?
You ain't finna, trying to take the credit for somebody else.
He work at a couple of them.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that, boo. Where she go?
You ain't gonna do what? Listen, my people own it, so I know you ain't do it.
What's their last name?
Let's be business.
I'm trying to tell you. I might was the digger. I'm trying to tell you.
He worked at a couple of them.
You ain't doing my auntie actually the one that got her dressed and did all of that, so you didn't do it. Oh. She did her makeup, she did all of that, so I know you didn't do
that
it.
That don't mean he ain't playing with her later.
I hope you wouldn't have. Nah, because I know he ain't play with her later, because you know what happened? We was up. They got her ready that morning, and we put her right in Jeffersonburg's at the end. But gone.
Oh, my God.
But nah, y'all don't. Hey, but I don't. Don't get me wrong. I don't be in there like that on no females. Nah, that's
like on the males.
Nobody. Let me finish talking. Tabitha's your big head ass. I don't be like that on nobody.
You throw a shade today.
Listen, you got to remember these people are dead. God got them. Yeah. I'm gonna have to see these people. You know, I'm gonna see these people again.
Everybody went to heaven. Yeah. Like y'all don't see nobody in hell.
All I'm saying is I'm gonna have to see them people again, and I don't want to have no fight with nobody. That's all.
I'm just saying, but why does everybody always say God got them?
When somebody
asked the pastor,
and their granddaughter told you, and you said people die every day.
Stacey, what's your answer to the topic?
Which topic? Working with somebody? And
yeah.
I said I don't want to mix business with pleasure. I would never do that. So
what
no.
If they said what Tony said?
What'd I say?
I quit my job.
Are you going back to work?
Oh, me?
Ricky?
She gonna tell him to date the
fact that make the decisions. I be at work. When you try to come get your sideways, that's all I need to know. Now,
whatever you gonna need, I'm getting the sideways, and I need a large onion ring.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, Pastor Dadell Jackson. Hey, you asked a Ricky question. Why do everybody think that they go to heaven?
Okay.
She said, why do everybody think they?
I say, why do everybody say that everybody want that guy got them? Like everybody not in heaven. I said, why do they think that everybody in heaven?
Everybody believes in God. Y'all gotta stop that.
Everybody do not believe in God. In the Bible, it clearly states that everybody is not going to heaven. It says everybody is going to meet him, but that does not mean that they're going to heaven. Now, if you want to really get technical about it,
because you saying because everybody says they're in a better place?
Who wrote the Bible?
How you know? How you know? That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, listen to what I'm saying.
You meet him because you're going to meet your creator, and he's going to
do it. Exactly, but that does not mean that you're meeting him in heaven.
You're going to let him have y'all need to watch this. It's a play called
White People Wrote That.
Tell
him. I'm just saying. I'm really asking a question because ain't nobody answered my question yet because y'all like.
White People Wrote That.
He said, read the Bible.
White people wrote the Bible.
I heard you, Black Tony. We heard you. Hebrews wrote it. We get it. White people, whatever. Go ahead, Donnell.
It ain't true.
What did you say? Shut up, Black Tony. I'm gonna have to put the mask and tape over your mouth. Now, go ahead, Donnell.
What'd you say?
I gotta back up off that religious conversation.
My head hurt right now.
They'll take you off.
So basically, like, you know, when people say like they're in a better place or, you know, God got them now, why do they say that even if you know that this person was like the worst person out here that never did anything good and probably never had some for the sins?
You always want to think the best. You want to feel the best, think the best. You don't know what a person, you don't know how God is going to judge somebody. Oh, you just pray and hope that they with God. You know they're gonna be judged by God. So, you know, it's not, you know, after that, you know, it's hey, whatever the judgment is,
You don't know if they're
okay, what's the next topic? Because we're going to be on this all day, because I'll be going back and forth with them on this
relationship. Betty White dad, my best friend said that was too soon.
Betty White was 100 years old. Betty White was like 799, and they talking about some
She lived as old as they used to live in the Bible up to this thing.
Betty was back there walking with Moses. They better go
home. Hey, the next one is Morgan Freeman. He probably like 895 years old. He like 800.
Morgan Freeman is 999. He only got a few years left. R.I.P. Morgan. Free Mr. Clark. Free Mr. Clark.
That nigga.
He do not have.
He is God. He was on the team.
I'm not agreeing with that, but I love his voice.
This next topic, we just gonna start off with you. Do you think athletes get paid too much, like to play a game when it's nurses and everybody's? Should they get the million and the athletes?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because it takes a lot of training in order to be out there and play those games.
They play the game. Doctors and nurses save the lives.
They don't have any private time. They are definitely deprived of their lifestyles. They don't have nothing. They just like a slave to the NBA, a slave to the NFL, a slave to
the hockey team. Baseball. All sports teachers are slaves.
But they get paid.
They have a story. Right. It's a book. It's called the Ben Hobe story. Look it up.
They are slaves. They just get paid good money.
I'm gonna disagree as a nurse. And I'm only saying that because I worked in ER. And baby, listen, you talking about being on call and not getting no sleep. And I ain't trying to hear it. I ain't getting compensated in extras for all of this.
But the football players and sports players are.
So I got a question.
That's a damn.
What I'm saying is, I can't hear you.
Do you think athletes should get paid?
Man, hold on. Less? I can't hear you.
Should doctors and nurses get paid the millions and athletes get paid regular salaries?
Yeah, a doctor,
like nurses, police officers, and all this are saving lives.
Listen, police officers,
fuck the police.
Police officers definitely need more training in order for them to get more money. I'm sorry.
When Nike endorsed a police department,
a doctor.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, we got to talk one at a time. We're talking
about. Hold on. A doctor, a teacher, anybody in the hospital, anybody in the field of nursing or anything, and teaching should get paid the most money. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Anybody in teaching and healthcare should get paid.
That's the thing too.
They're not. You don't see the doctor. You don't see the nurse. You don't see none of them filling the seats. Okay, they're not selling the products. Okay. So advertisement and all of that, that's millions of dollars. Okay.
Like the Jordans and all that.
St. Louis public school, when it comes down to the commercials, no, it's not being sponsored by Ford. It's not being sponsored by Nike or Adidas.
You know why we can't do that, Donnell? Because they call it a bribe if we do it.
Exactly.
It's a bribe if we do it.
And plus, it won't happen because they're not.
It's a bribe if we do it.
Entertainment.
We can't do it because it's a bribe.
Okay.
Now we got to deal with that.
It is because that those are talented people. Y'all just hard workers.
Hold on, go.
The words of my girl say, seriously though, everyone has a choice as to what career they want to go in, and going into that field, you know what the amount of money that you would be destined to make. If you're not happy with it, don't choose that field.
And it's about talent.
You're making 100 $80,000 to my $80,000. That is what
okay.
you
were
looking for.
Hey, hold on.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything you just say. I just really love taking care of people. And my job is fun. You know why it's fun? Because I get to see wee wees all day.
Oh, look at her.
I love my
job
too. I bought
hey, hold me down.
I'm looking wee wees too. And they be pissing what in
my mouth. What the heck is happening?
They be pissing in your mouth.
I what love you. Whoa, Nelly.
Did you say they be pissing in your mouth?
First of all, you gotta say,
what are we talking about here?
Man,
this is a crazy show. Y'all talking about wee wees and mouth. Y'all talking about blow up down. Danielle over there getting.
How do we go from making millions to that?
So wait a minute. Let me say this.
Clearly, that's why.
Even if you are playing basketball or football or anything like that, your private life is everybody's life. Everybody see all of your stuff. It's totally different. Period. You cannot hardly leave. You better not pee outside. They're gonna have a video on that. So what you mean? Yeah,
but
I'm gonna watch
it. Listen here though. If them white owners of all these sports teams can make these black people play for free, that's what would be happening. They would be playing for free. If Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Huey Newton,
in the movie Life, they was playing baseball.
You say what?
In the movie Life, they was playing baseball for free to entertain those white boys.
Right. So that's what I'm
very
trying to
true. Tell. And that's the reason why they just now having to pay for college.
But just like I said, talents
or
hard work.
Tony, make it make sense.
Pay.
That
ain't
is
nobody
trying
to call them free. Whatever.
Hold on, stay. Wait, give me one second.
It's left.
Give me one second. If this Martin Luther, listen, if Martin Luther King wouldn't have done all the shit he was trying to do and do all that, these niggas
what
out here would be playing. These niggas out here be playing football for $50 a week. I'm trying to
Tony.
Listen to me, Stacy. All your talent, all that talent these niggas got, and Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Huey P. Newton, and all these other political ass niggas would have been stepping up. These niggas would be playing football and baseball and soccer for free.
No, but they're not. So make it make sense. Ha ha. No.
Right. Next topic.
All right.
Y'all.
Okay, where is it? Where we at? Boom, 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 boom. Okay, here we go. Do you think corporal punishment should be allowed in school?
Hell yeah.
They should have been getting their ass whooped. I was just kidding.
You talking about with the paddle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they should have kept
not necessarily saying with the paddle, because the paddle, look, some of them was getting a little too excited with that. I'm not going to say that. But I used to make my kids just stand there and jump. They hated it. Like, and give them military punishment. You don't necessarily have to whoop a child or beat a child for them to do something. Give them military punishment. Make them stand there and do jumping jacks. I bet you they all be in shape.
Also inflicted on adults.
Punishments without.
Did they do that in ROTC?
Yep. They made us do push-ups until they say stop.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
You ask me.
Yeah, do you think corporal punishment should be allowed in school?
Hell no.
Why not?
People are nuts.
And these kids gonna go square up with them.
Straight up.
Nigga, you trying to whoop me, nigga.
These kids gonna be at their court waiting on them.
Shootouts in the classroom.
Yeah. Look,
and this generation crazy. These kids will probably kill them. These kids will probably be whooping.
It's too late to try to bring it back now.
Right. What you think, Stacy?
You know what? No, I ain't even going there because my nephews be little auntie for real.
The prayers are coming to the school. Did you hit my son?
Right.
The last child they hit.
The man, what you think? You looking over there crazy?
I personally don't believe that they should be whooping children. Because what has been happening is we have some teachers who should not be teaching. And we have some people that are just teaching just because they get a check. So they don't like children. They don't like their fucking self. What they need to do is have a different form of punishment. When they fighting, what they should do is go ahead, tie their damn hands together, make them work together all day together.
They ain't gonna be doing nothing but beating each other up.
That happens to my son, and him and that boy wind up being best friends, but they straight up was banging it out. Find something else, alternative punishment, because whoopings come from slavery, and you ain't gotta beat my ass to make me do what I need to do. Just tell me, talk to me, and all that shit, but don't do all that busting me upside my motherfucking head. That shit is dumb.
Black Tony, what you think, Black Tony?
You should have caught me. Well, listen.
You want to whoop?
You can. It depends. If your mama tell the teachers it's okay, because goddamn me, some of these kids do need their ass whooped at school. Yeah. For real, badass kids, I heard.
I know, because my son Shaw just went in there and got a plastic fork and then tried to come stick it in the socket.
She's sending a message.
These old badass kids.
Exactly.
Beat their ass in school. If you in my class, you acting a fool, I'm gonna call your mama and say, can I beat his
so
ass?
So this is what's paddle. Been happening. So you would rather the teacher whoop your child's ass, and that teacher, now here this is, we have teachers that are in the school that are sleeping with some of these kids. We have teachers that are in the school who are abusers, abusing their fucking wives and husbands and shit like that. And you want these motherfuckers whooping your kid? Is you fucking crazy? These old mentally unstable motherfuckers rolling around here, never.
I mean, everybody mentally unstable in one way or another.
But do you not my goddamn kid's teacher?
But they your kid's teacher, they your kid's doctor, they your kid's counselor, they your police officer,
that's why you
they your lawyer, the bus driver, everybody.
You call some of these parents' mamas, the mamas don't even get no fuck. You call some of these parents.
The reason I'm saying something about that is because I deal with children. So when I deal even with high school students who are having issues because the teacher wants to sleep with the little girl because she's shapely, all that kind of shit. Yeah, the shit is an issue. It's a lot of issues out here for real, and everybody acting brand new like this is all that's going on. No, that's not all that's going on. What's going on is we got a bunch of sick motherfuckers that's right up here in the schools, and we need to be doing a little bit more screening with their butt.
Before you get to the school, start at home.
But that teacher was a hard worker and got his degree.
That teacher got talent, and he's standing there looking at little girls.
You think he got talent to whoop your ass?
Hey, listen. He got that degree to look at them little girls.
He wasn't talented.
That nigga was gonna be a bunch of girls in his classroom. That nigga said, I don't want to be no sixth grade teacher. I want to be a 12th grade teacher.
Hey, to anybody that want to be any kind of teacher, because these kids is mentally challenged.
And, you know what? They had the mechanics being the bus drivers now because all the teachers and bus drivers is out with COVID. So
they ain't even out with COVID. They was already a shortage on them just because the price. Right. So, we don't even get on the school system because it's a whole issue all in itself. They don't have control over the child supposed to be actually going to school?
Or do you believe that the parents are responsible for the structure of the child learning any goddamn thing? Because this is a problem now.
It's definitely on the parents.
It's both of them, though. Because
it's stuck at home.
Because what's happening is a lot of parents are figuring it out. And they're figuring out that they need to homeschool their damn children and get it together with their child. Or do you believe that education is a white male indoctrinated system that's been forced on our children? Which one y'all believe?
I'm not giving them that much credit.
Look, I got a question.
I mean, because you still need to know.
That was too much.
Let's just be straight 100. Listen, hold on, Black Tony. As an honor student, even when I was in school, my mama couldn't help me with no math homework. These parents can't help these kids learn nothing because they don't know.
Right. You understand
that on homeschooling, it's actually on the computer. That's the same thing that they're doing now. So what they're trying to do
These kids aren't learning on the computer. That's not productive for them. That doesn't help them.
So
kids had a computer on and it's not helping. They're not learning.
This is going to be the dumbest generation of children ever.
And that's ever. Why they, and that's exactly why they're keeping their ass out of school.
Hey, if you get homeschooled, do you get a degree when you graduate for the 12th?
Fuck yep, no.
You still get a degree.
You can get a degree. You get a certificate. No, you get a certificate. All you get a certification and all that. Diploma.
That's what I'm learning. You get what?
A diploma. You get a degree at high school.
Listen. When you
when
you fill out a job application and on there it says general area of study, your degree is going to be your basic high school degree diploma. It's a diploma as a certificate, but your degree of study was your basic.
So you'll get a higher education certification / certificate.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, I heard his last question. Last question before we get to the riddles. So we had this about the family before. Would you date someone that your best friend disapproves of?
If my best friend sleeping with my best friend,
they don't like something about them. They think they gonna hurt you at the end.
Okay, and I don't like my best friend like that.
First of all, my friends know how picky I am, so I'd be doggone if they gonna come up to with something they don't like. Right. They don't like whoever I bring through this month.
Listen, I'm just saying, everybody not gonna like everything about everybody, but that is not their business.
Y'all let your friends make y'all.
I'm right. Who does that? Who let your friend pick for you?
Are you grown or no?
Make that. Hold on. Make this.
It could be.
If your friend want to lick on you, just say that.
Right. Exactly.
Do say.
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily what they're saying. I'm thinking that if you have a friend that's really your friend. And you bring a guy around and your friend straight up just busts out and say, I don't think he's right for you.
You don't even know him yet. Shut up.
I can't know him you just from being right there. Or what if, so that's what you're going to do?
Yeah.
And that's what, so my whole thing.
Listen, if that's the decision that I want to make, let me be great.
Okay, don't cry to me. Bye.
As my friend, you're going to sit there and let me cry to you.
No, I'm not, and fuck you. That's what they
say. And you gonna say that you're gonna be my friend?
And I told you the motherfucker was right. He first, shit, girl, bye. I'm hanging
out. I was dickmatized. Now let me get done.
If you was dickmatized, you should have took your ass to the strip club for that shit.
I don't want that community being denied.
What?
Nigga that you brought here to me.
What?
Community dick.
Oh my god, these people crazy.
Tony, why Tony ain't saying that? He looking out holistic and stuff.
What you think, Tony?
I was trying to say something, but y'all.
Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Would you date somebody that your best friend disapproves of?
Yeah, I'm gonna date somebody my best friend disapprove of. For one, because country ass nigga, you ain't got to sleep with him. You ain't got to
date, that nigga. Part.
You ain't going nowhere.
What if your best friend was a woman?
Fuck you, nigga.
What if your best friend? What if your best friend was a woman?
Right.
If my best friend was a woman, she told me that. Yeah. I tell her the same thing, bitch. You about to eat her pussy. I'm gonna keep dating her. Fuck what you talking about. You ain't got exactly. to. I'm dealing with this. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck
that. I know you, my friend. We probably been friends for 30 years, but goddamn me, this is a motherfucker I'm fucking with right now. And if you don't like it, go on about your business. You ain't finna tell about nobody you ain't fucking with. That's just like somebody trying to tell you what's in your bank account.
Be quiet with them tight sweatpants on, okay? Back like that with your legs off.
That's because there's nothing struggling.
You don't got no problems. They're tied around your face.
Stacey, what is your answer?
Got them struggle nuts on.
Stop hating.
I would not listen to my best friend because
dancing.
Would you be quiet, Tony, and find out? Oh, he's so ugly.
Stacey, you so ignorant.
I'm working.
Please don't.
Hey, remember that guy that was twerking?
Oh, man. If this battle rapper got it.
Why is your face like that?
Hey, this battle rapper just got exposed. He was putting on lipstick and makeup, and it was a video of him twerking. And
he was looking like Tony. He was looking like Tony.
It's this battle rapper. His name LSG.
Hey, ain't nobody like me.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's correct. There's nobody like
you. I don't think it's that many screws loose on nobody.
Is that a good thing?
And like, she don't even know you, Tony. I don't think that he realizes it's not a good thing.
I said, Ricky don't even know you. She up there. Ricky, this is what we have to deal with.
I'm throwing whole palm trees, baby, because look, at this point,
I'm trying to talk, Tony. Stop being a fool.
Anyway, all right, go ahead, Stacey. Come on, for real.
No, I wouldn't listen to my best friend. My best friend, I think, would be trying to stir me wrong, or probably want my man, or I don't know. Even if it's a if it was a guy friend of mine, he probably still want my man. I don't know. You know, I don't know. We have to make that make sense. Cause who date, me or you? I mean,
That's the thing too. Because a lot of times, if your friend is dating the wrong person, myself personally, I won't say shit. I just let them go.
That's all we saying. Then come eat ice cream with us when it's over.
Okay. Right. Not my business. Come crying to me.
They said you're not gonna come crying.
We're not gonna be crying. We just been
it. This show right here is reserved for me. God damn.
Okay, let me get to these riddles up in this piece. We had some great discussions.
Why are you looking like that, Tev?
Because that man is something wrong with him.
Oh, Tony.
I told you he definitely can get a check. I'm telling you, listen, I used to help people get checks for the rest of their lives. You are definitely eligible. All you have to do is go apply. They're going to send you to the doctor's over at 1034 Southwood Boulevard.
That she said the address. They're going to
send you.
Inbox me all that shit.
My bad, hold on. They're going to send you to the doctor's over there.
I'm going tomorrow.
Right. You ain't got to go tomorrow morning. You can apply online right now. They're going to send you the paperwork. You're going to go over there to the doctor's. Just show up exactly how you acting right now. Like how you're acting, just show up like that and bail.
He's not acting.
That's what I'm saying. Just go in there and be you. You got a check. It's coming. Like you got $710 with your name on it.
Inbox me information. Because these bills are for kicking my ass.
You got $710 free dollars coming your way.
I need it. I would appreciate it. You want to be my sponsor?
I definitely do not.
Okay.
But I hope you walk through the process.
We finna get into these riddles. Yeah, okay. Here go first.
Don't I need somebody to, I say that.
Tony, shut your ass up.
What you want? You want a designated Tony, you want a designated payee? Because I'll be in control of your $710.
A 12-pack, a salad, and some weed. You can have the rest.
Don't tell nobody that out loud. I got you. You need that right now?
All right, yeah, here go the first riddle.
Why he single again?
Look, which tire doesn't move when a car turns right?
The spur tire.
You got it right, correct. There you what? Go.
Don't answer that question right no more because you ain't gonna get
this nigga red for Laffy Taffy.
Do the Ricky Bobby. Do the Ricky Bobby.
I go another. It says, I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees.
The desert.
No, I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Definitely sound like some guy had Moses do.
Say it again.
I'm a map. I'm a map.
That is correct. Who said that?
Maps. Tap of the D.
Okay,
Jamel
said that
you
ugly.
Jamel said it.
Jamel, okay. She about to flat earn your mustache.
Okay, here we go. A man calls his dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or boat. How?
He ran around the circle.
No, because the dog name is the same as the river.
No. A man calls his dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or boat. How?
He's one of straight for real.
Hold on. Man, one more time.
A man calls his dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or boat.
Oh, because the name of the street is called River.
No. Damn.
That's what I was going to say.
Because his name River. The dog named River.
No.
Damn.
The dog crosses
the river.
Dumbass answer one more time, boy.
The dog named Janelle.
A man calls his dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or boat.
The river was dried up.
No. Moses split the river.
Kind of close, but no.
Moses split the river.
No.
It was a day.
The river wasn't dried up, but you're really close to that. So
yeah.
Circle around that part.
The river wasn't dried up.
It's kind of close. No. But not, you know,
it's
in that area. It's in that
That's
area.
It. That's good enough.
No, it's not good enough. It was not dried up. That is not
that. It's good enough. He ran across the sand. Oh, shit.
You saying he playing skip rocks across the.
I am.
Come on, Sam. Come on, Lacey. Give us an answer, man.
I got COVID fog. I'm tired.
The answer is the river was frozen.
No,
funny ass joke.
Like Tabitha had it.
Yeah, you could get that.
I'm laying down now. Feel good. Got a prank. You could get my energy.
I got a prank. The prank call, y'all. A prank call.
All right, I gotta go in here and get my potatoes. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Hello, I'm trying to be quiet.
Oh, I'm trying to reach Vanessa, please.
Is this she?
Hi, Vanessa. My name is Robert. I'm the one of the owners. You know my wife, Michelle. We own the daycare.
Yes. How can I help you?
Okay. We've been, I think we've had your son, Malik, probably close to a year now. Am I right?
Yes, you have. Is everything okay?
No, everything is fine. Everything is fine. I don't think we have a problem that we can't clear up. I have a question for you. Have you been noticing anything different about Malik? Like concerning hygiene at all?
Hygiene? No. Not that I can recall. What are you talking about?
Okay. How old is Malik?
He's 2.
Okay. Well, we seem to have come across a little glitch here that we're going to try to take care of here at the daycare. Actually, my wife didn't. I told her I would make the phone call and leave her out of it. I know you see her every day once
you drop. Yeah, but what glitch are you talking about? What is this glitch?
I'm sorry?
Glitch. What is this glitch that you want to talk about? I'm confused.
Okay. Well, actually, what we're having is it seems like every day here lately for the last 2 months, Malik has been, you know, very musty. You know, he hasn't been really sweaty, but just real musty.
Clearly, have the wrong child. Every night and most mornings before he leaves the school, I give him another bath again. So, yeah, I'm pretty positive you have the wrong child.
No, ma'am. Your son is Malik, right? And he's 2 years old. You guys have been here with us right close to a year now, correct?
Yes, and?
Okay, and he's cute little kid with the curly hair. I know exactly which one he is. So what I'm saying to you is that we are having problems. He's just reeking, you know? He's real musty.
Okay, you know what? My son does not freak. I don't know what child you're talking about, but you're not talking about my child. I just told you I make sure that he gets a bath every night. So that's not my child. My child is very clean.
Okay, well, hang on, Vanessa. What I'm trying to get you to understand is this is why my wife didn't want to call. Okay, and I'm glad I'm actually the one that made the call. What we need to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try a little experiment for the next month or so.
Experiment?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean experiment? What kind of experiment?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some male deodorant on you.
What?
Just for the next month, and we'll see how it plays out.
No. You're not going to put anything on my child. That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm trying to fix the problem here. I just wanted to call.
He doesn't have a problem. I already told you that my son is clean. You're not going to put any on him, and if you do, it's going to be a problem. Do you understand?
Okay, ma'am, I'm not trying to have an argument with you. What I want you to know is,
well, I'm not trying to have an argument either. But you're talking about putting deodorant on my child. You can't do that. I'm not going to have that happening. Please don't make me have to come back to that school for you and your wife.
Okay, ma'am, listen, we're going to have to do something about your child. Your child is mushy, okay? And you're sitting here getting an attitude with me, and I'm trying to let you know your child is mushy.
You're talking nonsense. Maybe you're the one that's mushy. Maybe you and your wife are mushy. My child is not mushy. I'm telling you that I bathe him every night. What part of that don't you understand?
I understand everything that you're saying. Maybe it's the soap. Maybe something is not taking effect. I'm not sure. Okay,
but maybe he doesn't smell it right, because I don't know what child you're smelling, but you're not smelling my child. You are not using male deodorant on my child. Do I need to come down there for you with the cops and sue your entire establishment? You don't want that to happen. Stay away from my child. Are you crazy? You know, matter of fact, where's my son?
Ma'am, your son is fine. Your son is in there with the rest of the kids. They're playing. Today is the first day I sprayed a little bit of male deodorant on
you. You did what? Look, Cheryl. Can you cover for me for a couple of minutes? I'm bringing my right now. I'll be here within the hour, because you must be crazy.
She mad.
My son.
Ma'am, I just sprayed a little bit of deodorant on him just to see if we can.
You gave me permission to do that, and I can tell you something wrong with my child, and you took it upon yourself to go and spray my child, and you weren't supposed to do that. Are you crazy? I'm bringing my right now.
Okay, well, what are you coming here for? The boy is, your son Malik is fine. Why are you coming here?
No, he's clearly not fine. If you're going around spraying, why don't you spray? Clearly, if you're smelling and reeking and funky as hell, I ain't giving no to spray.
She mad as a motherfucker, ain't she?
You the fuck out motherfucking wood.
Okay, he's been reeking for the last
You know what? I ain't even trying to hear you, because you're clearly crazy. How you go around spraying people's kids? I don't with my child. Did you smell the other kids? You know what? I'm about to get in my car and come down there for your ass, but you must be crazy.
Hello? Hello?
Brad, I'm not staying on the phone with you.
I'm trying to fix the problem, ma'am.
Wait, what the I told you that I'm coming down there. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I needed to let you know one more thing that's going on here.
How could you possibly let me know? Because I'm on my way right now.
Where are you now? Are you in your car? Where are you?
I am heading to my car, about to get in my car to come down there for you must be crazy.
Before you get to your car, I need to tell you one more thing about your son, okay?
Please, what you possibly have to tell me?
I want
to
tell you that listen to me. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Cheryl got me to prank phone call you.
But that bitch Cheryl,
I'm
going
to
kill.
She's saying be sure. Okay,
Cheryl be a little musty because she wouldn't have got so riled up. Cheryl knew what to say. Cheryl didn't smell that.
Tony, remember they said you was musty in preschool?
You say what?
Remember they said you was musty in preschool?
Yeah, they did, because I was outside playing on them junk gyms for about 2 hours before I got in class.
Tony, remember when they said you was musty last week?
They ain't said that. I probably smell like a dead body, but I ain't smell like I wasn't musty. I ain't never musty, boo.
Hey, Tony, what a dead body smell like?
She ain't tap with the
but you like that.
I really wanted to say something.
He got you back. He liked that though.
He liked that. Oh, he liked that though.
You
he
ain't know.
Hold Tabitha hand and walk across the street. Yeah.
That's why.
Hey, I'm gonna carry her ass on my back.
What?
Look, yeah, that's the end of my show today, man. We had some great laughs. We had some guests today. We had Jamel come back. Yeah, I know. We was like, where's Jamel? Like, where's
she back there crying and buying her?
Yeah, Black Tony up in this piece. Yeah.
I know whoever heard she doing mad.
Hey, Black Tony, let them know where they can find you. Let them know where they can find you and let them know. Let them know if you got anything coming up.
Tony Terrell. You can find me on Instagram at blackworld_entertainment.
You got anything?
You know what it is?
Anything covered up?
Yeah. Me and Lacey still working on this goddamn track.
Well, we don't know going. On you.
Boy, make it make sense.
But hey, you know, nigga work two jobs, Lacey. You know how it is.
I got you. We gonna make
but
it happen.
Great shit, when shit come together, shit gonna come together. It's gonna be so great. That, you know, I ain't gonna be have to work no more. I'm gonna be able to work.
Boy, shut up.
You feel
that
me?
Is a sight.
I ain't gonna be, listen, back when back. This come together, I ain't gonna have to go to Walmart no more and buy no Walmart jeans. I'm gonna be able to go to motherfucking Target and get some motherfucking.
Jamel.
That's how you know you the moved on up when you at Target.
Jamel, let them know where they can find you and if you got anything coming up. I'm finished.
I really don't know what I have going up coming up because I ain't checking my calendar. For one. For two. You
let
can
them
find
know,
me on,
let them know about the shop. Let them know about the shop if they need to get their hair and stuff.
Oh, okay. And I'm over here at the Brand Salon over here on the hill. I'm the only Black girl that's over here. Y'all need to come over here if you're gonna be getting a service done. I'd appreciate it for sure. But I'm over here on the hill at 3521 on Watson Road. We're not far from Target, Black Tony, if you want to go over there.
Do you do locks? Because if you don't do locks, I ain't coming.
Yes, ma'am. We do locks. I store sister locks, all of this stuff. So
I don't need no sister locks stored. I'm already locked.
Well, do they got to make an appointment? Do they got to make an appointment? And they walk in?
Yeah, he's calling, make an appointment. The phone number
you lock up that little hair you got.
Right, my little hair.
Yeah, we can't hear. We can't even hear your number. Say it again.
I know.
Go again. Okay. What's the number, Jamel?
The phone number here is 314-932-5321. So you can find me on Jamel J Instagram or Jamel Jones on Facebook.
Bars.
I have to start following y'all. Okay. I feel bad that I ain't friends with all y'all.
What about you? What about you, Ricky? Let them know where they can find you or if you got anything covered up.
Nope. I just start school on the 19th to finish my BSN in nursing. And my real estate brokerage class next week. That's all I got. I ain't got none coming up. And you know, don't come looking for me unless y'all don't see me then. Y'all come looking for me.
Is it y'all Ricky Bobby or Ricky Baker?
It ain't either one. They don't get it.
All right, Tabitha, let them know where they can find you. Let them know if you got
Tabitha Shantae on Facebook and Instagram as Miss Virgo 9_911. Also on Instagram. And I'm just trying to get my taste back right now. The Palm Restaurant is only open for 3 more weeks, and I'm trying to get me some Jamaican food, man. So I am accepting dates 5 more days. And I want to say, Ricky, you didn't promote your OnlyFans because when you turned around and walked away from this camera, girl, I thought we was going to get kicked off the Facebook Live.
Oh, my bad. And I ain't trying to promote no OnlyFans. I ain't got one.
Did you get
my
one?
PJs at home.
I'm good, love.
Tommy missed it. I'm surprised.
See, that just lets you know because I be moving.
Yeah, I don't
look,
go no
I'm fans. All covered up.
I don't go to fans only page, baby. That ain't me. I like my
go to fans. Only. He said I'll go to fans only.
I will not be starting on OnlyFans. I will not be.
Go to fans only.
He don't go to fans only.
And I don't go to fans only.
He said I don't go to fans only.
Y'all better stop.
I tapped out today about my part for Brady.
I want to say something before you leave.
You got to do it. Woo!
Can I say something? Let me know. I want to say something before y'all leave.
What? We got to get Stacey in here first. And
go ahead. After this.
All right. Stacey, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up.
you can find me. No,
are you serious?
I don't know where y'all can find me. I'm on the Facebook, not hard to find. Stacey White, Instagram, Miss STL Stylus.
Oh, come on. Shit.
What's up?
Nigga Brown. I mean, Black Tony Craig. Y'all already know your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Make sure y'all
check out
the article on my page.
Nigga, stop being a side nigga. Damn.
Hard. Make sure check out the article on my page I wrote about the top five podcasts. We on our uncensored the conversation. And
you can't help niggas out. Nigga say you ride dick.
Spotify, we on Amazon, Apple Music, everybody. The next day after this, so if you didn't catch this live and you at work or something, you wanna you say, "Hey Alexa, play Uncensored the Conversation," and it's gonna play it. You know what I'm saying? So I just got a lot of things I'm working on, so be on the lookout for that. And that's it, Tony. What you got to say?
Oh yeah, before I get out here though, you know, ain't shit funny about death. But if it do come up on you, you need a funeral home to come through and everything. Come to William C. Harris Funeral Directors. 16
Redmond Road. That's where you be at.
You just told Ricky your stuff.
My peoples, yes.
Let me find out them everybody peoples, everybody related.
Yes, yes.
My peoples,
yes.
So if you everybody related to them, look, that my people too.
To be taken care of and put away real nice.
Come that's where they had my granny funeral at. No lie.
Hey, This was a great show today. I enjoy Tony and Tony, if you can come back next week, come back next week.
Hey, come on, Lacey.
Go ahead.
So, can we just take a moment of silence for all the people that died in the New York fire?
Right, yeah, man,
oh, yeah, that's what's up.
All right, let's go.
Go ahead. I just put it out there.
We were silent. You start talking.
Oh my God.
Say, give a moment of silence and then
hold on. And the 13 people in Philadelphia that died in the house fire.
Nigga, that's the New York thing.
It was 19 in New York.
Hey, no, keep it 100. If you're going to talk about one, let's talk about another. The one in Philadelphia now was 13
okay,
people died in
about all
the people
okay.
With the fire,
just be silent for 10 seconds. All right.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Surprise, Tony ain't had no liquor to pour out for the homies. And
oh, hold on. We don't pour out for the homies.
I'm feeling sick.
Tabitha feeling sick. She needs to go rest again.
Look, I'm getting clammy.
Tabitha, do you need anything?
Oh no, this thing like it go away and it come back. It go away and it come back.
You gonna feel like that for the next few months? But do you need anything?
Hey, look, they laugh. Well, I've been exhausted to this day. Every time I walk a few minutes, it's crazy up in this way. It feel like COVID age up in this way. I ain't lying. Up in this way. But look, man, we are
y'all need anything in real life? Like,
keep
you
y'all
good?
Laughing. I'm good.
Good,
keep y'all laughing. We
thank you. Not
great topics, Jamel. We want to see you next week, Black Tony. If you come,
Stacey, you need anything?
No, yeah, I'm good. I appreciate y'all.
I need Tony to wear drawers and socks on his feet.
I need him to not wear them nut grabbers.
Thank you.
Well, that boy had on stretch pants.
To the dance.
That boy had on stretch pants.
What you got on though?
Stretch pants with elastic
around. I got on a nightgown.
This the Joda.
I got on pajamas.
This the Joda session.
Hey, these polo pajamas. Why y'all laughing? It's all polo.
No, they ain't polos.
Did you get? Were they on sale?
Yeah, they was on sale. Yeah.
They said it's a Polo Association on it.
No, ma'am. This is real.
They got
real
U.S. Long. Polo.
No, ma'am.
They got U.S. Polo.
Oh, no. No, ma'am.
All right, yeah, look. We're going to see y'all next week. All right, everybody have a great week, and we'll be back next Monday at 7 p.m.
Good night.
Good night,
Good night. Good night, y'all.